I'm on the board of the Salem Athenaeum, which is a fabulous membership library, lots of history and tens of thousands of books. And the Salem Athenaeum is the sponsor and presenter of the Salem Literary Festival, which is coming up on September 10th through the 13th. So I keep busy with that in my local garden club. I do a lot of reading. I was taking piano lessons. I've always played the piano, but I wanted to kick it up a notch with, you know, reading music, because it was mostly by ear. I don't know. My husband and I do a lot of cycling, walking, and until the pandemic, did a lot of traveling. So it's been a really full and really interesting retirement.
I love it. You're not going to be taking up skydiving soon, though, I hope.
No.
Okay, good,
that's
good.
Not on the list.
All right, I have my 5-year plans as we go along, but that also is not one of them. That is fabulous.
No.
All right, let's switch gears now. You talk about the Athenaeum. Let me pronounce that correctly. Athenaeum. I'll get it right. Athenaeum. And you talked about the Salem Literary Festival, and you've been involved with that for a few years. Tell me a little bit about your involvement with that, and then we'll get into the upcoming festival.
Well, it all happened through my friend, an elementary school friend, Brenonia Barry. And if that name is familiar, she's a best-selling author of three books, The Lace Reader, Map of True Places, and The Fifth Petal. In fact, she's in talks with folks in California about making this into a series, so it's very exciting. But she was on the board of the Salem Athenaeum, and she had to leave the board because she was just so busy with her writing and, you know, Hollywood and whatnot. So I sort of replaced her on the board of the Athenaeum. And when you're on the board, you're very involved with the different committees, and one of them was the Salem Literary Festival Committee and the Programming Committee. And so both have been really interesting to find authors and to find speakers to fill out our programming roster for the year. But the Salem Literary Festival has been going on for 11 years. Authors, so much of the fun of it is reading all of these books, and they're fabulous. We have a lot of New England authors, but this year, of course, being a pandemic, we were able to reach out further, and we have a keynote speaker, Kylie Reed, who has a bestseller, Such a Fun Age, and she lives in Pennsylvania. So things are really different now with the Salem Literary Festival. It's all virtual. It's online. And it has its own challenges, physical logistics, transportation, lodging, author gift bags, refreshments, venues, finding physical venues. None of that applies this year. So it's quite different being virtual. But yeah, I've been on the author committee. I was a co-chair at one point of the literary festival, and it's just wonderful. The committee members are terrific. They're all very skilled, and luckily a lot of them know a lot about tech and social media.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, where we all are now.
That's obviously huge, especially this year. The Athenaeum, when it puts on something like this locally, does it take on the expenses of putting the authors up in a hotel and things like that?
Well, before the pandemic, yes. So, that's quite an undertaking and quite an expense. And the Salem Athenaeum, of course, is nonprofit. It's a nonprofit membership library. So we would count on sponsors, and this year we are too, even though it's a virtual literary festival. But yeah, that was quite expensive when we were doing it face to face. Of course, we don't have that now, and we're using platforms like Zoom and Zoom Webinar, and virtually all the advertising and promotion is on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Whereas before, as I mentioned, we had a lot of tangibles, book bags, buttons, posters, author gift bags, and so forth. And we don't have that this year. But, you know, it means, as I mentioned, that we can farther reach for authors, and it doesn't really matter where they live this year, because it's not an issue. You know, you just jump online, and there you go. And they're just, from the author's standpoint, they're so happy to be part of this, because really no one's doing a book tour this year or in-person book signings because of the pandemic.
I think it's fabulous, and we have links to it. We have links to the SalemLitFest.org, and we've got other links up here, too, where this recording is. And Diane, you want to mention any of the events coming up? It's going to be starting September 10, which is a week from today. And it will go through the 13th, and you have it just looks like a myriad of participants.
Oh, yeah, yeah, and all sorts of genres. We have something for everyone and every age. We have a children's hour on Saturday with book readings, but it all kicks off, this is interesting, on Thursday night, which is the 10th. Chris Bajalian, who is a best-selling author from New England, very well known, he's going to kick things off with Jim DeFilippi, who's a Salem author, and Chris will talk about his newest book, The Red Lotus, which is in development as a dramatic series, and casting is underway for his Flight Attendant, which I know a lot of people read. So he's, you know, a great way to sort of kick things off. We have Kylie Reed, who is the author of a bestseller and a book that's on the long list for the Booker Prize. Kylie Reed has written Such a Fun Age, and she is our keynote speaker on Friday night. And Friday night begins with a red carpet. So picture a virtual Hollywood red carpet with the weekend's authors. And the audience gets to meet them before their panels on Saturday and on YA Day, Young Adult Day, on Sunday. So, it's just amazing. We have award-winning writers such as thriller and mystery authors Joseph Binder and Hank Philippi Ryan. And, you know, Hank is a well-known investigative reporter for WHDH-TV in Boston. We have a couple of writers who've written their first very impressive novels, Alexis Shatkin and Elizabeth Ames. They're both in Massachusetts. Writers Laura Zigman, who wrote Separation Anxiety, and Emily Henry, who wrote Beach Read. And we have an audio panel, including Aaron Mankey, who is famous for the Lore podcasts. It's just terrific. All sorts of themes, religion, autobiographies, memoirs, thrillers. It just runs the gamut, and they're all terrific. And what's so great about being on the committee is that you read all of these books, and then you try to figure out, well, which author would work well with this author? And you make up panels and in conversations, and it's just so much fun. And the planning begins, and the panels are percolating, you know, either, you know, even before then. So it's really quite fun, and it's a lot of work, but it's really rewarding. And we're hoping that everybody will just, you know, give thought to attending. There are 4 days or, you know, parts of 4 days that you can attend. You do need to register for each event. It's free, but you do need to register. Our evening programs, there is a suggested donation. But it's, basically a free literary festival, and, what better time when everybody is still kind of hunkered down to present a virtual literary festival for book lovers.
And that is Salem Lit Fest 2020. It'll be online starting on September 10. That is a week from today through 13. And that also is Diane Stern, Massachusetts Hall of Fame broadcaster from WBZ. I'm Rick Moore. This is MSO News Sports.